This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the United States is at a pivotal point with China and will need military strength to ensure that American values, not Beijing's, set global norms in the 21st century. He gave a speech Saturday at the Reagan National Defense Forum in California.
Our fiscal year 2023 budget includes $34 billion to continue modernizing our nuclear triad and to bolster our nuclear command and control and communications. You know, when you add that up, that's a lot. But we've got more to do.
Austin's speech caps a week in which the Pentagon has been squarely focused on China's rise, with the release of a dire report warning of China's growing nuclear arsenal and the rollout of the United States' newest strategic bomber. Iran said Saturday it's reviewing a decades-old law that requires women to cover their heads as it struggles to quell more than 2 months of protests linked to the dress code. Protests have swept Iran since the September 16th death in custody of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old Iranian of Kurdish origin, arrested by the morality police for allegedly flouting the Sharia-based law. Demonstrators have burned their head coverings and shouted anti-government slogans. Since Amini's death, a growing number of women have not been observing hijab, particularly in Tehran's fashionable north. President Ibrahim Raisi on Saturday said Iran's Republican and Islamic foundations were constitutionally entrenched. He said, but there are methods of implementing the constitution that can be flexible. He made those televised comments on Saturday. You can find more at our website, voanews.com.